Listen to me. The last few months in Dubai have destroyed me, rebuilt me, and opened something in my mind that I've never experienced before. And what I'm about to share with you can change your life. It will change how you think, it will change how you feel, how you work, how you wake up every single day, how you love, and how you move forward. This is the biggest breakthrough that I've ever had. And when you understand it, you're never gonna chase happiness again in the same way. This might be literally the most important thing I have ever said and I will ever say on this podcast. Dubai has been the toughest thing that I've ever done in my life. Not even close. It's broken me. It's exposed every weakness, every insecurity that I've had, and it's forced me to upgrade my entire operating system as a human being. And that type of pressure, the loneliness, the discomfort, during this I stumbled onto something, onto a frame that's gonna completely change my life and everyone else's life. And I'm gonna give it to you the exact way that I've lived it. But before we get into this light bulb moment, let me take you back. You see, for the past 4 years, I've had a mental blueprint. I've meditated on this mental blueprint every single day. So the way I measure my happiness is in four core areas. Number one, I call your core happiness. These are like non-negotiables. Your foundation, your relationships with God, your connection, your family, the safety, the food, the roof over your head. This is the abundance that we already have. And if these are solid in your life, you're already rich beyond measure. So that's the first one. The second one is the value happiness. What value are you bringing to other people's lives? How are you helping? Who are you serving? Number three is your action happiness. What action, what daily action are you taking towards your potential? Not thinking about it, not talking about it, but actually friggin' doing it. And number four, I call it my bonus happiness. The cars, the watches, the penthouse we're gonna buy, the lifestyle, okay? The suits. So these are nice to have, but they're not required for true connection and joy. So these are the four elements that I measure my life by, okay? So it's not fake happiness, it's real happiness, okay? Grounded fulfillment. And see, for a long time, I believed that once I achieved more of my goals, once I had more success, more wealth, more influence, that's when more euphoria kicks in. That's when it starts to explode. And maybe you think the same thing, but in Dubai, I had the most insane realization and the moment that everything clicked. So every day I envision my future. I learned this off Andy Fisella, okay? So he talks about, you know, seeing it. If it's a Lamborghini, for example, seeing it, smelling it, how it feels, okay? The feeling of the steering wheel, the logo. For me, I envision speaking to 100,000 people on stage, changing millions of people's lives. I envision abundance for my family, my global brand, my parents retired. Okay, this is what I envision every day. And every time I get butterflies, I get emotional, I get locked in. It G's me up. But here's the mind-blowing realization I had. You don't need to wait for that feeling and just feel it when you're envisioning, because that feeling, it doesn't come from achieving the goal, okay? It comes from living as the person who is on that path. So let me break it down. These emotions, the gratitude, the energy, the excitement that come from bringing value, taking action, serving, helping, growing, okay? This is essentially what all my goals were. I feel that exact same euphoria and I can feel it today as long as I'm controlling what I can control. That is the cheat code. That is the shift. And the difference between living now versus forever chasing something in the future, okay? The second that you get into this, is the second you stop chasing and start attracting and start flowing. So listen carefully. If you have your core happiness, God, health, safety, food, a roof over your head, and if every day you're giving value and taking action, you can feel the exact same happiness now as if you've achieved your future goals. Not in 5 years, not after you make it, but right friggin' now. Imagine how many people will stop wasting their life chasing something that won't even really make them feel different, because that feeling comes from the process, not the goal. I've achieved big goals and it's not as great as you think, but it's the process. This is true gratitude. This is true power. This is the power of God. If I want to be the number one personal development and business podcast in the world, do I really need to wait for 10 years to feel that type of impact and euphoria? Because if I pour my heart into helping you right now, if I even help one person because of this, that essentially is the same feeling as impacting millions. Because I'm controlling what I can control, value and action. Right now, I've got about 1.3K followers on Instagram. If I inspire them, if I help them, if I push them maybe closer to God, then why do I have to wait until I have 50 million followers? It's the same feeling, because the feeling comes from fulfilling your purpose, not from a number. This is the epiphany. This is the breakthrough. This is what changes everything. There's a difference between being grateful, fulfilled, joyful for what you have right now, and being lazy, being comfortable and not pushing anymore. So this mindset that I'm talking about only works if you're still giving it everything you have. You feel full, you feel blessed, you're still pulling the work like your life depends on it. That's the alignment, right? That's the harmony. It's joy plus hustle. It's gratitude plus grind. This is how you enjoy every moment of your life and not waiting to arrive. You act as if you're already the person you're becoming. You feel as if your goals are already done because you're putting in the daily action to achieve them. And when you finally get there, you're not going to be shocked. You're not going to be overwhelmed. You're not going to fall off the loose end like all these celebrities who get success overnight, because you've been living this alignment your whole life. That's the cheat code. That's the light bulb moment. That's going to change your existence. And like Tony Robbins says, constant and never ending improvement. That, ladies and gentlemen, is living. If this has opened your eyes, please share it. Send it to someone that needs a breakthrough, someone who's chasing happiness, someone who deserves more, someone who wants more. This is a reminder that God already gave you their foundations for happiness. Your job is to build the rest through action and value. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you next week. We're just getting started. Let's go change the world.